Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Friday morning, September 12th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, the best places to retire overseas and millennials confused by credit. More and more Americans are taking their money and retiring abroad, mostly because it costs a lot less.
Cost of living, cost of health care, and cost of, you know, housing. And the truth is, with even a really modest budget, you can have a much better standard of life.
That's Kathleen Pettigore, the editor of Live and Invest Overseas. Deciding where to go overseas can be a tricky proposition. You have to consider the climate, cost of living, health care, and infrastructure. And you probably want to be somewhere comfortable with familiar faces. One way to figure that out is to check out their retirement index available at MarketWatch.com. But we have a couple of examples. One is Ecuador, which Kathleen says is a great choice for someone on a budget.
Cuenca, Ecuador is a colonial city in the highlands of Ecuador, of the country, which means it has great weather, wonderful weather year-round, and there's an established expat community, which means you have some help kind of settling in.
And Ireland is more affordable than it used to be.
During the Celtic Tiger era, it was very expensive as living in Paris, really. Today, that's not the case. So if you've dreamt of the whitewashed, thatched roof cottage on the Emerald Isle, now is the time to look.
You can find the complete list again at MarketWatch.com. Using a credit card is one of the easiest ways to build credit, but there are plenty of misconceptions on how to best do it. Adam Levin of Credit.com reminds millennials that early mistakes with credit can cause major problems down the road.
A new survey from BMO Harris Bank shows consumers are confused about how credit card balances affect their credit scores. In particular, 39% of millennials don't understand how it works. Let's set the record straight. Carrying a balance does not improve your credit score. In fact, it could hurt it, because the more of your available credit you use, the lower your credit score is likely to be. Experts generally recommend keeping your credit card balances below 30%, with perfection at 10% of your total available credit. But the less you use, the better. It's important for millennials and the rest of us to really understand what affects credit scores. Credit scores are based only on the information in your credit reports, and because your income and education are not included, they aren't factors. According to the survey, 23% of us don't get this either. Here's another one. 27% of those surveyed said they thought checking their credit scores could hurt their scores. The opposite is true. Checking your score for educational purposes is considered a soft inquiry and doesn't count against you. On the other hand, applying for credit like a mortgage or credit card is considered a hard inquiry, and too many of those can hurt your credit score. But if you regularly check your credit scores to learn where you stand, it's likely you'll make financial decisions in the interests of improving your credit, like paying your bills on time or keeping your credit card balances low. I'm Adam Levin, and this is the Wall Street Journal Credit Minute.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for the Wall Street Journal.